This is the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. It's Sunday morning, August 9th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Church hosts annual community event to support neighborhood safety. The Church of Scientology in Seattle hosted the annual National Night Out event to promote neighborhood safety and crime prevention. The event featured educational materials from the Truth About Drugs campaign, aiming to educate youth on the dangers of drug abuse. Reverend Ann Pierce highlighted the importance of community support and collaboration with law enforcement. The event included live music, barbecue, and activities for children, emphasizing the church's commitment to global drug education and prevention efforts. Euroshank engagement rings grow in popularity in San Diego. Euroshank engagement rings are gaining popularity in San Diego, according to Carl Blackburn, owner of C. Blackburn Jewelers. The Euroshank, known for its flat, squared lower section, offers improved stability and balance for rings with larger or top-heavy center settings. Blackburn notes that couples are now paying more attention to the design of the entire ring, not just the center diamond size and shape. Chainsaw Review digital platform SolidVise launches to provide structured guidance for chainsaw buyers and DIY users. Illinois mechanical engineer Billy Williams offers organized resources covering major brands like Stihl and Husqvarna, helping users navigate the complexities of chainsaw purchasing decisions. From gas-powered to battery-operated models, Saw Advice aims to simplify the buying process with practical advice and in-depth reviews.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news